Talk Radio Wants You, an intimate guide to 700 shows and how to get invited by Francine Silverman. Francine is bridging the gap between show host and prospective guest. This reference guide is a Library of Congress catalog where Francine has organized hosts with the category that best suits the guest, placing a solid bridge between communication airways and your voice. Walk your talk across the glorious cyberspace bridge. Get your copy. Search Francine Silverman in any engine and be heard where listening matters. Acknowledgements shine on Donald Newsom. He is the president and chairman of BBS Radio Networks. I'm a host on bbsradio.com Thursday evenings at 6 o'clock Pacific Time, which is 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. This is Kathy Cook, and my nickname is Tassie Hill with the Bright Lights Pathfinder Show. Francine Silverman, thank you for all your hard work, your craftsmanship, and the heartfelt ways and means for others to get out there and place their message into the universe. And Talk Radio Wants You, an intimate guide to 700 shows and how to get invited. The author of this book is Francine Silverman. Francine has compelled you and all of the listening audience a message. It's a message for the listening audience to spread the word which is in store. By bridging a gap between host and potential guest, with such flair, she has established and coordinated this Library of Congress catalog reference book for you to speak your message. Yes, we the people. By it's geared towards, it's geared towards such general audience in all walks of life. Let your fingers do the walking the easiest way by following this intriguing biography of each host that she has so beautifully displayed in such an orderly manner. You will intimately feel each personality of each host that is gearing towards their radio show and what each guest, which is you, by the choice of category that Fran has produced and displayed in such a profound manner by which best suits your message in which you wish to choose to prevail. This book consists of helpful interviews and tips by Scott Larez, the top radio shows around the world, and for further reading, Fran has inserted for you internet directories and radio station periodicals. Talk Radio Wants You is a reference book index, which is just amazing, categorized by host name, as well as their show's names. The radio stations are listed there as well. Bridging the gap with her organized categories of show themes for the interviews is now out there. So, people, pick up your copy of this book of the universe for an extra copy as well for a colleague, a friend, or family member. Special acknowledgments are mentioned by Fran. Donald Newsom, President and Chairman of BBS Network. Here live, May the 28th, 2009. I present Francine Silverman. This is Kathy Tassie Hill Cook, the Bright Lights Pathfinder Show. Hey, Francine.
Hey.
You there, Francine? Gosh, girl, it's so great to have you on the show.
Thank you. That's quite an introduction. I love it.
I love your book. I can't put it down.
Wow. It sounds like a novel.
It is. It's got like little tidbits of personalities everywhere, you know?
Oh, yes.
It, It's just amazing. I don't know how in the world, I don't know how you edited this thing. Because I know I sent you like 20 pages probably. And you put exactly what needed to be put in there, you know?
Well, I really depended on who responded to my questionnaires.
Oh, yeah.
And I got, to my surprise, so many did. Because hosts need guests, you know. So they wanted to be in the book because they wanted people to contact them.
Well,
so they are the most responsive hosts.
I tell you what, the ways and means and the simplification of how to choose where a guest needs to be placed is just amazing. But what even is more astonishing is not only the way it's placed together, but I can look up a person's name, then I can look up a radio station, then I can look up, you know, the name of the show. It's all, how did you do that?
Well, the thing is, what I did was every time I got a questionnaire, I put it into a category. I saw the kinds of show that it was, and I ended up with 40 categories. So everything from addiction to women. And it was relatively easy to put them into categories. And as far as the what I had to do was I had to, sometimes they send me a long bio and I had to edit it a little bit. But basically I took the information that they gave me and I put it into the most readable form. And I think that that's basically, it just took a long time because I had to find, you know, if you have examined what radio websites like I have, you will have discovered that most radio websites are woefully inadequate in terms of giving you information about what the show is about and whether they invite guests. And I had to determine whether they were a host that invited guests before I sent them the questionnaire. Sometimes I was wrong, and they would write back and say, we don't have guests. And, of course, if the website was clearer and said, this show is about such and such, and we love to have guests that have, you know, such and such backgrounds and information to impart to our audience, then it would have been a lot easier, and I probably wouldn't have had to put this book together. But that's why I did, because people just, I mean, radio directories don't give you all the information. They don't go inside the host's head and find out what does the host want, what does the host not like in a guest, what qualities of a guest will the host determine that they want them back, what's the theme of the show, who are the people that they want on the show. You know, this basically is a book written by and for the host. Because
it's
it was the host that gave me the information.
Well, I tell you what, the way that, you know, you've categorized it with not only, you know, from addiction to women, but the questions invited back or what's the best way of contact, guests from hell, you know, guest profile, the themes. It's so simplified, but yet it's so intriguingly interesting in depth. If you know, if the listening audience could you just do me a favor and read the back of the book or tell the back of the book? Because I know they're just wanting to know, you know, what you've placed on the back of the book, the information.
Let me get the book.
You know, like, okay, what I'm giving an example for, and, you know, like the organizations, you know, like the magazine, Talkers Magazine.
What is Talkers Magazine exactly? Are you talking about the back cover, or you were talking about
the back cover of the book? Called, they see the front cover on the radio station.
Well, the back cover is our quotes, you know, testimonials.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want me to write a testimonial?
I really would love it because I love them.
Okay. Fran has done it again. Talk Radio Wants You is something everyone in radio will want. Jim Bohannon, host of the Jim Bohannon Show, America in the Morning and America This Week. So he gave me that quote is wonderful in terms of when I use that whenever I send out a press release to radio people, because it's Jim saying everybody in radio will want it. Then I got another quote. This resource book is an asset for people in public relations, marketing, promotions, and special events, and for nonprofit professionals and volunteers, as it will direct them to the appropriate media outlets. Francine's book will save you time and help you be a more effective communicator for your organization. Dot Blum, host of Bright Spot on RadioSandySprings.com. And that quote I use when I send to PR people, to marketing people, and to certain businesses and volunteer organizations and so forth. So it's very important to get good quotes, because you can never know, you know, when you want to market the book. Yeah, when you want to market the book, you can use them. So I'm
just very happy. Yeah, and it tells about this book.
Yeah.
This book seeks to bridge the gap between show host and prospective guests, providing a reference guide to roughly 700 talk shows, mostly in the United States, but also around the world. Entries are organized under categories of show themes such as addiction and recovery, entertainment, religion, sports, travel, and many more. The book also includes information on Talkers Magazine, top 250 radio talk shows, interview tips of radio guests, and the tips of conducting a radio interview over the phone. Francine Silverman is a publicist, radio host, and you live in Riverdale, New York.
Right.
And it's published by McFarland.
Yeah.
I love it. Francine, would you please give out your webpage?
Yes. My webpage for the book is talkradioadvocate.com. And I use the tag for myself as Talk Radio Advocate because I am advocating that everybody should be on the radio. Anybody that has something to promote, I think, should use the radio as part of their promotional package. You know, because radio is wonderful. I mean, the hosts, generally like you and a lot of hosts, they're very good about touting the guest book and repeating it and giving out the website and talking about, you know, the guest. And I think that, you know, and it's all free, and I think it's just the greatest thing. I love radio for that reason.
I love it, too. I've always said, listen for the times. It's not look for the times anymore. It's listening, actively listening.
Yeah.
And it is. It's people listening more effectively, because if we actively listen instead of just seeing, then we absorb more. You know, that's what I feel. And going back to the simplified ways, you know, where we aren't collaborated with subliminal messages or, you know, just bleeps on the TV of just anything. And the thing is with radio and people, you people listening out there, get your message out there. This, Francine has come up with a way to bridge the gap, to bridge the way and means for you to get your message out there so simply with Talk Radio Wants You in her book. That is just such an intimate guide. And it is an intimate guide because it's so intimate by the feelings that you get with each host, with the little bios that are placed in there. Get out there and get your copy, please. And get on this www.talkradioadvocate.com and let Francine know what you think and feel about her book and her web pages. And also, Francine, would you give out your web page for A to Z Enzymes?
My website from A to Z?
I love that one, yes.
When you say A to Z, what do you mean?
The enzymes from A to Z?
You want the topics, you mean?
I want to know how. Okay, you know the one that is the promotional newsletter, the book promotional newsletter.
Oh, book promotion newsletter.
Yes.
Is that what you mean? Oh, that's my well, it's my newsletter, and actually the newsletter really started everything because the newsletter. I mean, everything branched from the newsletter. My life began when I began the newsletter. I really think so, my professional life, because I had two local guidebooks, Catskills Alive and Long Island Alive, and it was 2003, and I had no idea how to promote them, and I didn't know any authors, so I decided that I would start a newsletter online, and I got 10 people to subscribe, and I sent them questionnaires, and they would respond with the, you know, they would fill out the questionnaire, and I'd use the information in my newsletter. And before you know it, I had hundreds of authors. And I would send them the same questionnaire. And after 2 years, I had such good marketing strategies that I took 325 of them and I put them into a book called Book Marketing from A to Z. And then what happened is that people started starting radio shows. So I said, oh, I'll start a radio show. So I started a radio show for authors. And somebody said to me, you should package your services. So I said, okay, you know, that's a good idea. So I offered my subscribers one package where they would come on my radio show, they would get the newsletter, and I would also pitch them to the media. And I started by pitching to newspapers, and I had a modicum of success, but it took a long time. But the minute I started to pitch them to radio hosts, I was amazed because radio hosts started writing me back. They were interested in my authors and when could they come on. And before you knew it, I just had so many contacts. That I decided to put it into a book. So, like I say, everything started with the newsletter.
Oh, wow. What you said, look what hatched from a good idea.
Yeah. And the newsletter is still out. It's come out every other Wednesday since March 2003. And the subscribers now, a lot of them are clients as well. So they pay a flat fee, and they receive both my online publicity service and my newsletter. I don't have that radio show anymore. I have another one on Blog Talk Radio called The Radio Host Show, where I interview radio hosts. What else?
Gosh, it's Blog Talk Radio, right?
Yes.
And they pay people call in. And
they can.
What is it?
It's called The Radio Host Show.
Right. I listened to it today, too. Loved it.
You've listened?
The one that I listened to today was on the Memorial Day weekend one.
Yes. Yes, that was a good show.
You got on your page? The www.bookpromotionnewsletter.com.
Well, that's my other website.
Yes. That's
but I have my radio show. I think is listed on both of my websites. The Radio Advocate.
Tell people how to get your book.
Well, if they want a discount on the price, they can go to my website talkradioadvocate.com, and they can contact me. And if they pay in advance, I will send them a book. If they don't want the discount and they just want to buy it, they could go on Amazon, or they could go directly to the publisher at McFarlandsPub.com. But
will
I guess most people are more comfortable with Amazon.
If they go to you, will you autograph it?
Oh, sure.
Oh, good. Because you know what? This is a book that is going to be around forever and ever. In the libraries, right?
Well, the publisher, their markets are libraries. So the publisher will market it to libraries
all
around the country and I guess in Canada.
And you have been in New York all of your life?
Yes.
Wow. I've been in New York all of my life. So I was going to ask you as well, if a person wants to, what is the most simple way that you could simplify a person picking up your book and say I've got an idea and I've got an idea for a book. I'm just going to hypothetically put this out there, okay? I Google search or Yahoo search or anything. You can put in Francine Silverman, Francine Silverman, and come up with thousands of links. And I come across your pages. Now, I don't know where to go or what to do to ask specifically how to get my book out there or how to get I want to get on a radio show or whatever. So what you have consolidated is a newsletter. You have consolidated books on just how to get published and question and answers. You have consolidated radio advocate. You have consolidated. How many books do you have?
Well, I have four, actually.
Tell us about your four books.
Well, I have the two guidebooks that are, you know, what happens with guidebooks is they're out of date, you know, and after a few years. I mean, just so the guidebooks are, the Catskills book, sold pretty well. That's why they had me do a second edition.
What's the Catskills about?
The Catskills book is, well, the Catskill Mountains are about 90 minutes from New York City, and the Catskills are a beautiful mountain chain, and a lot of people used to go up there because they knew it as the Borscht Belt, where a lot of the comedians got their start. With the advent of air travel and air conditioning, the Catskills lost its cachet, and people tend to still think that that's the Catskills, that it's just the Borscht Belt, but that's a very small part of the Catskills. Catskills is four counties of very beautiful mountain ranges, and so I spent a couple of years just driving around and staying in B&Bs and having a wonderful time.
Oh,
no.
My thoughts and feelings are in the mountains right now. I'm driving around with you. I'm just in the mountains with you while you discuss it. You just tell it, so you know. I'm just traveling around right now with you and thoughts.
Yeah, you're in the mountains too, right?
So with your cat still alive while you're talking about it, I'm just like out there just driving around, seeing where you're going. You travel around and you just stop at different places along the way, and then you just put them in your book.
Yeah, I had a wonderful time writing up, you know, when I would stay in these wonderful B&Bs, and I'd write about all the different, you know, ways in which the proprietor would conduct the, you know, her business, and what the place, you know, what the beds were. They were so comfy, and the, you know, with the thick mattresses.
Oh,
and the, you know, it's very.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to get that book too.
Listen, I'd be happy to send you that book. I have so many of them, and I would love to. I'd send it to you, but just as a gift. Not that you'll ever go to the Catskills, but you'll have more fun reading that.
I don't know. You are really good. You take us places in your books. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like just like with the talk radio, won't you? I'm like going to all these different radio shows, going, let me listen to this one. Let me listen to this one. You know, it's just, you have
well,
a
you're in my book.
Huh? Yes, I
you're
am
in my
book.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I'm in there. Right, like,
and that's really a way. You know, the one thing feeds off another. You know, as an online publicist, it's very good to, you know, make contacts with radio hosts and like you, and it you know, it all goes together. You know, getting my clients on the radio and getting myself on the radio and just becoming a talk radio
advocate.
You know what
I like that you put in your book, and that was quoted in the back of the book, is that some radio hosts, you were on my show right when I first started on radio, and it states that some people, you know, give them a chance and say they don't know, you know, the ins and outs. You were so great with me. You gave me a lot of input and helped me along the way with my interview with you and just freed me up so well. You know, a guest as well as a host, you know, the meshing.
Wait a minute. I helped you?
You did. Yes, you did. You had me. You taught me to... You know, I don't prepare for my shows. I never have and never will, never do, because I say it takes the flavor out of the concoction. However, people have to do some work, you know, like homework and such like that. But I had already looked all over your site. But what you taught me was to give myself a chance, to take it easy, to be self-sufficient with myself, and to always believe in myself. Because one time I said I would talk on my own, and you said, you talk on your own? And I said, yeah. And then, you know, we just start talking. You make it easy for a person to talk to. And I just want to say, Francine, it's just really, and in your books, it's easy to read. You know, your books are easy to read. They're not like just your, this book is just not like a reference book you just go through and you, you know, just,
and you know, Kathy, you are the best, because my book is essentially a reference book. And I mean, when you said you couldn't put it down, I mean, I couldn't believe it. It's a reference book.
I don't read with you. You can ask the listening audience. They know I do not read books. I don't read. But this book, my kids come over and they go, "What are you doing?" I didn't even tell them I was in the book. I didn't want to yet. They still don't know. One of my children knows. Because I wanted to read it first. I didn't want to grab it and take it, you know?
Yeah, but it's hard to imagine that you found it such a good read.
No, why? Because there's so many personalities. I mean, it just, each person, I can open it to any page and just start reading about their bio. And it tells a little bit about people, you know, and it tells what they're looking for. Tells about what they're about. You know, just like in mine, you even put, you know, that Kathy has three kids, you know, and she lives in Charlotte, North Carolina all her life. You tell a little bit about the person, but you tell, you know, little things. I'm going to give mine as an example because I gave you a lot of pages. But you narrowed it down to that I was a prayer warrior and that I was a Holy Ghost driven, you know, fed. And, you know, you tell the niche and just get right to it. And it's not, you know, just lollygagging around. It's just interesting. It's so interesting. I'm not kidding. People, get out there and get your book, because you're just going to be hard to choose and pick. So you're going to probably be on the radio an awful lot, people. You know, let's get that message out there. Let's get that positive power pulled up into this universe. And I believe Francine Silverman has bridged the gap for the universal World Wide Web and the people, and how to get this world a better place. Francine, I really do.
Well, thank you so much.
I know it. I know that this is bridging the gap, as you put it. It's bridging the gap. You have built the bridge.
Well, I put my heart and soul into this book, and I think I was probably never more excited when it was finally published. Because, you know, when you deal with a traditional publisher, it takes time. It's not like when you have a print on demand and they just, you know, they just shoot it out. What's its birthday?
Yeah, what's the book's birthday when it came out?
The funny thing is, it came out on Passover Eve, and it was just before the Easter holiday. So it came out. I got the shipment at the worst possible time because I couldn't really start to promote it, you know, before the holidays. So it
but look at the message. You got it at Passover Eve, you know. That's just a good message for, you know, just revolving around to, you know, a good message out
but
there.
But it was right before Easter week, and it was, you know, it was just a bad time to come out.
Yeah, but it's a good time, too, because it got to sit there and, you know, mull over what's going to go on. It's birth. I'm telling you what, universe, you heard it first with Francine Silverman, the birth of Talk Radio, Won't You? And go to her webpage. Francine, give it out, please.
It's talkradioadvocate.com. And by the way, I'm keeping a record on my website of all the changes that are in the book that have come, you know, come about since the book was published. A lot of hosts have changed email addresses, or they've changed stations, and I have tried to keep track, so I put that on my website.
Yeah, I tell you what, you put it like I've even said, you put your heart and soul into something. When you do, I was telling Don the other day, Don Newsom, that you mentioned in the book on BBS.
He's been wonderful.
Isn't he wonderful?
Yes,
he is the most excellent as well. He puts his heart and soul. He is a passion. He is the definition of passion, too.
Yes, in fact, he's in my dedication.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that he's in my dedication?
Yeah, and he's at the bottom sentence where the blogs always start. Your eyes go right to him.
The first page, dedication, you'll find his name. Because he was very helpful. Very helpful to me.
Yeah. What did he do?
Well, I wrote to him and I asked him about his shows. I wanted to know which shows, you know, had guests and which ones I could, because a lot of them I couldn't get, either I couldn't get their email addresses or I couldn't get through. And he actually, I think he wrote to a lot of them and said, I'm doing this book, and why don't you contact me? And, you know, he was terrific. That's why there's a lot of shows that are on BBS Radio.
Wow.
Because he was right there.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Maybe he'll call in. Let's get the call-in number so he'll call in. The toll-free number is 888-815-9756, that's worldwide. Station line 1 is 530-776-5185. There's 2, 3, and 4 lines, but I don't believe I need to give all those out because then all that does is jam up the lines. Anyone's welcome to call in, right, friend, and ask you questions?
Oh, absolutely.
Again, toll free. 888-815-9756. That's worldwide. And line 1 is 530-776-5185. Francine Silverman, Talk Radio Wants You, an intimate guide to 700 shows and how to get invited. Please call in and ask her anything you need to know about this book or publishing or anything, right?
Anything. They can ask me anything.
Oh. Or in the Catskills love. Or the food. Gosh, Francine, what is it that you would like to prevail to the listening audience of a message for them to get out there with their book or with their message?
My message is that if you're an author, authors and radio go together like coffee and cake. If you're an author, I really believe that radio should be part of your marketing strategy. I don't say it's the end all, and I don't say you should just go on radio, but radio should be part of it. Very important. And hosts love authors. They really do. And it doesn't matter if you're whether you're self-published or you're traditionally published. To most authors don't know the difference. Unless it's a show that's devoted to authors, and they may feel that they only want traditionally published authors, or they may want only best-selling authors. But most hosts don't know the difference. And they're more interested in you and your book than who published the book, because they're not in that field, so they don't really know the difference. If you're not an author, but you're a business person, and you know a lot about a particular area of the business, or you're a doctor and you know about a particular disease and you know about what's going on with that disease and with medicine, anybody that has any kind of knowledge, expertise, or has a product to promote can use the radio to publicize their product or their service. And today, there are so many shows out there. I mean, it's not like years ago where you just had a handful of on-air shows. Now you have thousands of radio shows. And remember, hosts need guests. And I can tell you this better than anybody, because I'm writing to hosts all the time, and inevitably they write back to me and they say, what have you got? Send me bios. What else can I say?
Family. Astonishing message. And how do they get invited back? What is the niche to get invited back?
Well, I think that they get invited back if they are a guest that is enthusiastic about their subject. I think if they're a guest who keeps the conversation going, they're not just somebody who just, fumfers around. Lots of times hosts will invite you back if you have a second book, or they feel that they didn't cover everything the first time. As a host, I know that I have guests who I could have on again because they really held the conversation and they made it interesting. And I know that if I needed somebody that would cover the airtime. Then I would have them back because, hosts, I mean, unless you're Chris Matthews, who talks and talks and talks and talks and talks over everybody, you basically, as a host, you like to sit back and have your guest talk. Am I right?
Oh, it's totally, because that's what it's all about, is getting the information of that guest out there.
That's right.
You
shouldn't talk so much that you drown out the host, but...
Well, you even in this book, the Talk Radio Wants You book, the guide, it gives the pointers, it's almost like etiquette that it has in the back, Like how to hold a conversation or, what to your focal points or such as that. I know I've had in the past, I'm just going to give an example, not on this radio station, but where a person doesn't give a person a chance to talk and then they interrupt or, they talk down or something like that. And it's really hard to hold that conversation without getting, to pull it back up on other ways and means. And this book gives pointers for, almost like etiquette for the talk show host, like a talking stick.
Yes, well, it's interesting to read some of the comments about their idea of a guest from hell. One guy said, one guy tried to be funny, and he said, my ex-wife. but most of them, to me, a guest from hell is somebody who doesn't show up. I mean, that's a nightmare. You know, I don't know if you've experienced that.
Yeah, I have. I've experienced that. And they come in late and they won't pick up on the show.
They come in
late.
And then there's no show. And they wonder why you didn't wait for them.
Yeah. The one time that I did have that happen, the person had a very horrible thing happen. So, you know, sometimes there's a reason, but then again, if you don't hear from them at all, they must not want it very badly or very strongly, you know?
Look, if something terrible happens, okay, you can understand that. But most cases, it's because they forgot or they got mixed up.
Why would they forget something so important as a radio? Because that's getting your message out there.
You know, what I don't like is that people don't realize that hosts prepare for a show. And I know I do a lot of work ahead of time because I want to know about the guests as much as I can before the show so that I will have good questions to ask them. And, you know, I think that a guest doesn't realize this and just feels, well, if I didn't show up, I didn't show up. You know, one guy said to me, oh, I had an important phone call. Well.
Oh, brother.
I don't think much of him.
Well, when I say I don't prepare for my shows because it takes the flavor out of the concoction, I mean I don't sit there and write out questions and answer, you know, things like that. I do study and I do look up and I do read about the person. I just don't write down my questions or what I'm going to ask or what I'm going to say, that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, we all have our own methods, you know.
Right.
Your method is to read it and absorb it, and then you have the question in your head. I write it down, you know, because I'm just afraid I'll forget.
But if I write it down, I get all jumbled up.
Yeah, we both prepare. It's just in different ways.
Right. It's almost like a study habit or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm. I know that every week I have to prepare.
We got like 10 minutes left. We do. We have 10 minutes left on the air because we close a little bit before the hour. And I'm going to give out the caller numbers once more. It's toll-free, 888-815-9756 is worldwide. We'd love for Donald Newsom to get on the air. Wouldn't we, Francine? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, there you are. I had a little niche in my phone. I'm sorry. The thing is, what I want to ask you as well, while I got you here, because I have so many questions, is when you started this book, and you've got another book coming up, right? That you're working on?
No.
You do not have another book coming up?
No.
You haven't started another one?
No, I'm too busy promoting this one.
Okay, well, I just figured that the way you work is that you've got another one in the oven because you are just, like, getting those messages out there. But, what I want to ask you is when you are birthing a book, when you have decided that you are going to do it, is it, like, right then and then, or is it, like, all of a sudden, all this information starts gathering up, and it's just like there.
Well, with me, it's like lightning.
Huh?
It basically is like lightning.
Okay.
Because I never plan that I'm going to write a book. You know, I'll suddenly, all of a sudden, realize, oh, my God, I have all these wonderful subscribers who are so clever, and why don't I put it into a book? You know, it just come to me. or somebody will suggest this. And the same thing happened with this. All of a sudden, there were just so many radio shows, and I thought, you know, I have them already. So why not?
That's probably why I thought you had another book. You probably got something sitting there that you don't even
know. No, I actually thought I would start e-books, you know, in terms of the different topics, like business and animals.
Yeah.
You know, but I proposed it to my publisher, but my publisher said it was too early. That it was conflict.
Yeah, a lot of people are coming up with, it's like a book.
Are you asking me about e-books?
No. I mean, there's so many new books out there today. But there's books and then there's books. And this particular book is just like, Francine, I can't stress you, I do not pick up books. I don't read novels. I don't read books. I just don't. I used to a long time ago, but then it got to where everybody's saying the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Not, except for in different words. But this is a unique book. It's different than any book I've ever seen. I'm just sitting here looking at how beautiful it is as well, the colors. The teal. I mean, how did you come up with this color?
The publisher took care of that.
Well, you got to okay it. It's beautiful. And the thing, you know, I just want to stress to you that you have done a phenomenal job at being such a star shining for everybody to brightly see in this world.
Well, thank you. I think I should use your what you have to say and shout it from the rooftops.
I'm shouting it from the rooftop in every show that I ever produce, you know, on air, because when I believe in something, I know in something. Because believing gets out. But I know that this is the ways and means, the key to bridging the gap, as you put it. And I want to just tell you a little funny thing that I told Donald Newsom about, maybe it was before your book came out. I told him, I said, I feel like you're like on an island, like Paradise Island. He said, I like paradise. Excuse me. And I said, it's like I'm building a bridge. Someone's building a bridge to get to your radio station. Don't know how, don't know what. And he said, well, what are you building it out of? I said, it's kind of like, I don't know why I see an umbilical cord or, you know, as a material. And oddly enough, you come up with bridging the gap, ways of me to get people out there on the radio. And it, just think about it. I didn't even think about this till just now. I asked you when the birth of it was.
Mm-hmm.
This book is bridging to BBS radio, putting the signal out there for a radio station, but not only BBS, but connecting bridges to all radio stations and all the people. Isn't that just something else? Francine Silverman did it.
Well, you are psychic.
I'm Holy Spirit-led and gifted from always a means of life. When the message is out there, I zoom in on it. You know, it's like a little radio dial, friend.
Mm-hmm.
And if you zoom in on that little frequency, there's a radio dial, you know, the radio again. You know, the old-fashioned type, you know, the little dial. If you get on that frequency just right and you really listen to the message and you speak it without thinking, you just put it out there, there's messages out there all the time. But that was just something that I told Don, you know, weeks ago, and here it is.
Okay. Well, I feel very, very inspired by you.
Well, thank you because I've been
promoting it and promoting it every day. I do something.
Wow. I can't tell you enough, and I will continue telling the world and the universe.
Well, thank you so much.
You've been my
greatest fan.
I am always going to be your greatest fan. As I told you one time, that I'm like a conductor, but you are that star that is shining. But you are, Francine, you are a star that is shining. Let's give an intuitional, not intuitional, but an input to the universal world wide web of some positive power productions that you would like to give them. Like, say you remember that email I sent you about being the choo-choo train, like the engine. This book's like the engine, and each person's like a train that connects to it, you know. Let's pull that train by feeding us, feeding your words, people's words, into the engine as the coal needs to be fed in the fire. And let's get this engine going.
And let's all hop on the train.
Let's all hop on the train. Let's all be a part of it. Francine, you were just used as a tool for the universe, the creator, to help change this world, I believe. I feel and I know that this is a way, the means to change the world into a more positive place, to put the positive power back in the productions of the universal web and the people that can hear and those that can't. You know, there'll be a ways and means for another ways of communications for them, because I'm sure you'll come up with it. But is there anything else you want to tell us about?
I'd just like to say that Tassie, you've been one of my angels, and that with a book like this, where there are 700 shows, you really can't you can't promote it by yourself. You really need help. And a number of the hosts have really been angels, including you. And I put the angels on my website, and I'm really, really very, very indebted to them, to all of them, for doing the little that they're doing, because this book is not, you know, it's not something that I can just do on my own. I really need help. And my angels are there. And I really, really appreciate it.
It's easy to do, because it's just, it's like when somebody tries something, like food for thought, it's like a food. And when it's so good and it's so wonderful, you want to share it. You want to share it with everybody. And this is something that is so wonderful that I just want to, I'm exploding with excitement of the taste of everything about it, you know. I just, and people know me from the years that I've been on BBS Radio. I do not really have that many guest hosts on my show. It's not for any reason except for that, you know, it's when I believe and feel something and know it, I know it, and I just know that this is a member. It's going to be like a family. That's what it's making, a family, connecting everyone to know everyone. And before you know it, everybody's going to be knowing, oh, I know them. They were on such and such show. Yeah. You know, it's going to give them not only getting them out there, but it's going to give them some clout. It's going to give them, you know, part of a resume, per se. You know, it's like a little resume or an acknowledgement on their book or on their product or whatever, by being promoted on by this book and by being promoted on the show that they choose, because it's the guest that's choosing, even though the host is the driver or the pilot. The co-pilot pretty much takes over, which is the guest.
In my next book, I'm going to dedicate it to all my angels.
Oh, that is a great idea. But you're the star that's shining for everybody to see.
Thank you.
Because that's what it's all about. Connecting the stars, you know? Well,
sometimes I lose sight of that. You know, I feel that I'm doing it on my own, but I realize that I'm not. And it's such a nice feeling.
You know what? People are out there. I don't hear from people, just like they don't ever call into my show, because it's almost intimidating. I don't know what it is. It's not anything, but I never get call-ins, but I've got more listeners than I get more mail afterwards than you wouldn't believe.
Isn't that interesting? I also don't get callers, but I was on a show. She had two callers, and I thought that was a lot, but I think people are intimidated for some reason. They don't call in, but
so,
they listen.
It's not, and it's just like talking on the phone. That's what it is. And, you know, I have been searched out so much they've even made the Brylex Pathfinders a search engine. That's how I know that I'm being listened to, you know? So
yeah.
Francine, it's been an honor and a privilege, and they've got to get another show on the air, so I'm going to, with that, we're going to close, and I would like for you to give a closing, beautiful statement of the positive message.
Thank you, Cassie. Thank you for everything.
And thank you, Francine, and one more time, give out your
blessing. And a wonderful angel.
You are a wonderful, beautiful angel that shines always, forever and a day. And you've been listening to Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, also known as Tassie Hill, with my guest host today, Francine Silverman, with her book, Talk Radio, Won't You? An Intimate Guide to 700 Shows and How to Get Invited. And with that, Francine, I'm going to give out your webpage one more time, which is
www.talkradioadvocate.com.
Bye-bye, Francine.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thank you.
And we're all there.
Okay. Thank you so much, Tassie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.